Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio with three of the members of the district champion Pella boys, Kanan Dunham, Noah Shuknik, and Devin Brown. First of all, congratulations. Kanan, I'll start with you. You were right there with Chase at the end. The guys ran a phenomenal race today. What was really in the air, do you think, that'll push you guys to be so fast? And what was it like to showcase all your season's hard work here?
I mean, it was just really exciting. The place that everyone was at, it was just really great with a ton of people. And yeah, it was just a really fun time.
Well, Noah, especially the top three obviously have been kind of showcased all year, but you guys 4 through 7 today all got all district. What was that like when you found that out, and what was it like to run such a fast race today?
It was really fun. I was really excited when I heard that we all got top 15 and we all broke 17 too, so that was kind of a goal coming into this. And yeah, we all did really well. I was proud of everybody.
Well, and Devin, it's been no secret that there's been competition on this team, right? And you've been a part of that, really, in that 6 through 10 area. There are so many great guys who I'm sure could have run today, but you got the call. What was it like to be out there and to be able to run so fast?
It was surreal. Just the amount of people out there being able to cheer you on and just to keep you motivated and keep you just going and pushing through the pain. It was really just a special thing. And this team has just been amazing to run with this season.
Well, and Kanan, you've been out front a lot with Chase throughout most of the season. You've been doing it as a freshman. What have been the keys for you? Obviously, I think a lot of people made the connection. Your dad is a cross-country coach, so I'm sure that's helped. But what has pushed you and kept you, you think, so fast all season that you've been able to run so against so many great runners, even some seniors?
The goal is always to win races, and that's just the goal, to stick with Chase right now and to try and win some races, yeah. That's been the goal for me all season.
Of course. And Noah, for you, in a similar role, you've been basically in the varsity lineup all year. What has allowed you to think stay up there, and what have you learned from some of these upperclassmen and guys like Cooper and Zach who ran great races today as well?
I think this training this summer helped me a lot, and then just the encouragement and support that everybody else has put in, especially the upperclassmen, how inclusive they've been too, has been really helpful.
Well, then, Devin, how has this whole situation pushed you? Because obviously you had to turn it on at the end of the year to get your spot in that number 7 coming in. And what is it like to have a team where you know that you have guys that could push you every day in practice?
It's really amazing. And just, I think, just having the support and just the push from all the team, just being, you know, together. And that's really helped me get to where I am now. And it's just, I just told myself, don't give up. It's going to hurt, but you just got to keep going.
Well, and Kanan, next stop, Fort Dodge, and for obviously the three of you, it'll be your first time running up on that course. What are you looking forward to most about that experience, and what are some of the things and pointers you're getting from Chase and Nathan about running up there?
I'm just really excited about the experience and just getting to be there with all the people there, and it's a really big race and a lot of competition there, and Chase and Nathan have just been really encouraging me through every meet and just been preparing me with it, too.
Noah, similar question. What are you looking forward to most about Fort Dodge and the big opportunity you have? You guys probably go in as one of the top, if not the top, contender.
I'd say all the competition will be really nice. It'll be really fun to have someone to run with, like, the whole race and to push myself that way. Hopefully PR, just kind of see what happens.
Well, and Devin, obviously last year you were around the team that got fourth place, and obviously things didn't go well in Fort Dodge. How do you hope to avoid some of those pitfalls going into this next week and to be that team that ultimately hoists that top trophy at the end of the day?
Just keep trucking along. Just don't give up. Find one person, just pick them off and go to the next. Just eventually just crush it and make it to the end.
See how it all goes. Kanan Dunham, Noah Shuknik, and Devin Brown, three of the district champions and all three all district runners here at the state qualifying meet. Congratulations, fellas, and we'll see you in Fort Dodge.
Thank you.